Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. William Deagle is going to be joining us coming up in about 7 minutes for the balance of the show. We'll cover a host of issues, starting out with this live cancer virus vaccine, getting into the war, getting into the British troop withdrawal, so much more. But right now, let's get some of these calls out of the way they've been holding. Danny in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Then Paula, Ryan, and others. Go ahead, Danny.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you again, man.
Good to talk to you.
Always an honor. I want to start off by saying thank you to Christina Ebersole. That was a wonderful interview, and it took great courage. And I just want to make a couple of points related to the caller you had from Key West about, you know, pointing out the real criminals and the big boys behind all of this. That has been done. You know, I want to reference people to go ahead and look for your work, you know, where you had the big bullhorning protest session over there in Ottawa. That's one of my favorite pieces of work of yours. I mean, it's excellent. I mean, you capped off that session, you know, by saying you have been defeated, and that's in my heart. I believe that. When you spoke all those words, that came from God. God spoke through you, and, you know, that's the one really who's helping us to defeat this. That's God. Everybody's got to keep that in their mind and in their heart and in their soul.
Amen to that.
And with that covered, you know, people should go look into that if they haven't seen it, and then also the Aaron Russo interview that you recently put online.
About Nick Rockefeller.
Yes, right there, 11 months before 9/11.
Oh, by the way, we're going to put that scan up on JonesReport.com. Aaron sent us a photo with him with Nick Rockefeller. That's going up on JonesReport.com the next hour.
That was an excellent piece of work right there, and, you know, I pushed that on my little blogger. Right now I'm trying to get a real good site up and running, and I'll call you again when I get that going. It's going to be like a portal. And I'm trying to get some more stuff in there and get it all set up. It's a lot of work, but I'm going to have a lot of links for people and information. But I encourage people to go look at that information. And with that, I also want to say that people are always saying, hey, what can, you know, we need it. They want to look for someone to defeat this overnight, and it's not going to happen, just like you said earlier. These people didn't put this together overnight. But people need to get out there in the streets, you know, and be out there and get active.
Be aggressive. I mean, just everybody do something, and together, together it's unstoppable.
Be a leader, because we have to all be leaders in this. This is not about one leader. It's not about any one man doing this. This is a cohesive, massive effort. And here's the way I see it with the prominent people coming out, Alex. I see it like this. Christina Ebersole, you know, was encouraged to do what she's done because she's running into things like John Connor, and she's a fan of your show, and she's hearing different things. But in my opinion, Alex, I think that, and it, you know, this, I'm sure a lot of people understand this, that we are the ones that have to shine right now. The prominent people, they have to face with smearing and all these things that the mainstream media does to them, and it's very hard for them to do this. They could be sitting in their home right now listening to this, and they know what's going on, but they're not going to come up because they fear for all those things. But if they see on every corner somebody out there with the bullhorn, somebody passing out DVDs, somebody doing things like what John Connor, what you, and what all these other warriors are doing, then that's going to only encourage them. They're going to come out, you know, they're going to trickle out faster because they're going to say, look at all these people out there.
Oh, the dam's, exactly, the dam's already broken. And that's
right,
just,
it's already wide open, you know, it's wide open. And in closing, I don't want to take up too much time. Can you, I tell family members all the time about the vaccinations, and I'm worried about people having little newborns and things in my family and friends. What do you recommend? I tell people, hey, I don't recommend any of these vaccinations.
My children have had zero vaccines inoculations. Zero, zero, zero.
That's what I believe in, and I've had others argue with me and say, hey, that can't be true.
Then the other side says, you'll get our kids sick. No, you go take your deadly poison, and then you're supposedly covered now from it. In fact, the problem is they take their deadly vaccine, and then they get, quote, herd immunity and seep out all the weird stuff. We've got a medical doctor coming on right now to talk about that, Dr. William Deagle, joining us on the other side. Thank you for the call. Great call, Danny. Ryan, Paula, others, we'll get to you. But first, Dr. Deagle.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we're here live, retransmitted over the network satellites and internet system from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, then from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Time, 9 hours a day on Genesis. And then I restream my show 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. The 3 hours played consecutively. And you can also subscribe for free at Infowars.com. Tens upon tens of thousands of people every month now subscribing. It's just building up to quite a mass of people to the free podcast. You just go to Infowars.com, click subscribe, and it automatically downloads into your iPod or MP3 player. Very easy to do. You can also link through at PrisonPlanet.com. Another way to reach people is with these little quarter watt or whatever they are, less than a quarter watt FM transmitters. Now, you can hook up another antenna to these and triple their broadcast power up to 300, 400 feet. But outside, they go about 100 feet. Inside, 40 to 70 feet. They'll go through a few walls. So you can be in your apartment complex, pick a frequency on the FM that doesn't have anything on it. It'll override other stuff, but just not as far if it's on a frequency that already has a station. And you just broadcast on this, and it will go a couple floors above you and a couple below you and a couple of apartment rooms over from you, or it'll broadcast into a large office. And you could just, it's a small little water-resistant unit, little black unit. You just dial in the frequency you want it on, and you plug in the little 4-volt adapter. You get a 6-volt adapter at Radio Shack for $5. That doubles the power. Little secrets, but again, we can't sell these units with that. With a 6 volt adapter. It doubles the power. Then you can hook a little FM extender, you know, coiled antenna that you loop out, and that can double it. So I guess you could have a quadrupling there conservatively, maybe going out 400, 500 feet. You have to tinker with it, though, but by itself, 40 to 100 feet, depending. Great new system. It's available for $69 at InfoWars.com. Right now we have it in black, white, and gray. And discover the freedom of sending a wireless broadcast of any audio, music, audio, streaming, audio, MP3 audio, etc. to any FM radio anywhere in your home office. And all you got to do is just plug it into the audio jack and it broadcasts. And you could just stream Genesis 24 hours a day, or stream InfoWars 24 hours a day, or stream music 24 hours a day and have your own radio station and not be tied to your computer. So, again, that's available at InfoWars.com, something new we've added. We've also added BlackInfoWars.com ball caps, really nice hats. We looked at a bunch of different hats before we chose this one. It says InfoWars.com on the front above the bill, and then on the back, on the loop, where you adjust the hat size, it says 9/11 equals inside job. Great way to meet like-minded people. Great way to tell the truth and broadcast the truth when you just walk around at the shopping mall or on the street or at the gym. Those new ball caps available at InfoWars.com. Folks kept asking for them. You've got them. All right. Going to Dr. William Deagle. He's been on Genesis in the past. Now he's rejoined the Genesis team, and he's on weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time here with us. And he's a medical doctor. He's worked in the military, worked in private practice, worked in the U.S. He now resides in Canada with a practice. And he also specializes in alternative therapies and nutraceuticals. And his info is just excellent on so many issues. So I wanted to get him on today to continue our discussion of the vaccines at first. Then we'll get off into other issues. But this new human papilloma virus, causing bleed outs, Crohn's type diseases, autoimmune responses. The pediatricians and others are saying, yes, the vaccines are doing this. Dr. Deagle, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex, and I hope everybody will check out the reference articles. I've actually posted it up on NutraMedical in the news section. And I want to hit the high points because there's a lot of information that the news media and the medical profession aren't talking about, including I posted up on this article that I posted on NutraMedical, the statement by Jan Orient, who belongs to the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, her statement on February 11th in Irvine, Texas. Basically, the top of the article is "Hands off our kids." And then I've also posted a Dr. Hauerstein references to a dozen or so major websites on why vaccines are dangerous. But I want to kind of focus on a few points because I want people to take a couple of things away from this and then we can expand on it. The first thing is it puts a live virus into 8 to 12-year-old girls. This is not a dead virus. And people, including doctors, you see, most doctors are not trained in basic science. I did bacteriology research before I went into medicine. And they don't understand there's no such thing as attenuation. When you put a virus in someone, depending on their body's immune status and their selenium and other levels in their body, that virus can activate, mutate, recombine with anything else in the body. So number one, when you're putting a live cancer virus, you're putting a cancer virus in. So that's
and lo and behold, we're seeing massive autoimmune reactions.
Right. And number two, you're increasing the risk of disease in patients already affected because you now have someone who could be infected. And now you're putting a tremendous immune challenge by putting this, and it's loaded with what's called adjuvants. And they are all ALL, triple high, 19-foot letter, all toxins.
Mercury. So that can domino effect and trigger other health problems.
Absolutely. They can cause an immune collapse because the cytokines in there, which are these inflammatory molecules, can make them have a cardiorespiratory collapse. Faint, they can have fever and chills, it can trigger off their T-killer cells to activate serious autoimmune diseases.
Well, even the Food and Drug Administration, as you know, and this was in the Washington Times and AP 2 weeks ago, reported adverse reactions of autoimmune responses, rashes, bleeding, convulsions, seizures, collapse.
Yeah, in fact, it's probably, as far as I know, Just going back to the literature over the last week or so, getting just reviewing all the literature on this, it seems to be the highest rate I've ever seen for a vaccine. And I've been in practice now about 30 years, and I've never seen one quite like this. I've been through, you know, meningitis epidemics where I got the vaccine. I've researched all these things, and I've seen in my own kids, and I stopped many years ago giving vaccines because I saw the effects in my own patients. It has mercury, aluminum, preservatives, toxins, and these new vaccines they have coming out also have unstable DNA. Now, people have to realize this. When you have DNA in a vaccine, whether it's from fetal retinal cells or larval insect DNA, this DNA is unstable. It's not bound, and it can get in your cells and be carried into your cells of your gut and through the Peyer
patches. Am I correct in saying that another big problem is there's always pre-existing viruses in any live tissue culture, and they don't even do scans for those?
No,
and
they don't.
And those can mutate and recombine. Exactly.
So what they do, and you're right on, Alex, because you always do your research, this virus, there's often these vaccines are a witch's brew of other viruses. For example, as long ago as 1954, they found that the Salk vaccine contained monkey viruses that are cancer viruses. We know that the SV40, simian virus 40, has been in the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and still is. And it's contaminating and has contaminated. It's an oncogenic virus that might not even turn into cancer.
Here's a brief story.
For 50 years.
About 2 years ago, I'm at the pediatrician, and he says, don't say my name, but it's true. You know, doctors every year volunteer. You're supposed to. He was down at a city clinic. He said they were giving the inner-city kids 20-plus-year-old illegal oral polio vaccine that's banned in this country because all of it has SV40 in it. And he said, I can't believe it. You were right. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a form of molecular genocide, and it's actually a vaccine-mediated genocide, and of course they've shielded the president, and what you'll find are direct links. For example, in the state of Colorado, Dr. Ned Kalange, who's not only the president of the Board of Medical Examiners, but also is the head of the state vaccine program. And if you don't order your little vaccines on your patients, what they're trying to do now is get the states of each state to report the doctor and say it's substandard care if he won't force his patients one way or the other to take these deadly vaccines. They want to give as many as 27 vaccines to newborns. Right now, and it's an obscenity there. They're going in and trying to grab kids. You have it on your show all the time. But there's even more serious things, and this is one of the things that people need to realize. When you have a weak host and you inject them with a vaccine like these vaccines, the average time, and this is from Dr. Russell Blaylock and other experts, it upregulates some pathways in the brain called the peroxynitrate pathways, and it makes their brain inflamed and their nervous system for 2 years after just one set of these toxic vaccines. And when they hit them with multiple vaccines, they break down the blood-brain barrier, so these viruses not only migrate through the other areas, but they get into their central nervous system. We know that. It causes chronic fatigue, and it also...
Now, it's now coming out that this shot is causing Crohn's-like bleeding and autoimmune responses
Absolutely.
In the upper and lower intestine.
Right. So what it does is it cross-reacts with other pathogens we call stealth pathogens that are in everybody. In fact, they're the cause of disease. We know that Saccharomyces cerevisiae is tied in with Crohn's disease, so there's probably some degree of what we call adjuvant reactions. In other words, you add these heavy metals, all these toxins, all these other adjuvants to amplify the effect of the virus DNA, and now all of a sudden the body's going crazy, attacking body proteins in the lamina propria of your small bowel, attacking the brain, the nervous system, inflaming your brain and your meninges. It's just obscene. And the thing is, if people like me speak up, guess what happens? The state board yanks their license. They put them through living hell. Because they don't want to have doctors like me saying the truth. And I'm a scientist. I've been doing this for years. I can show the references. I've got tons of information here. I posted on this link. And it is beyond obscenity. What they have as a plan, in Operation BioShield, 275-plus vaccines. They're in three categories. Number one, the old-style disease vaccines. Then they have the, quote, the cancer vaccines. And this isn't a cancer vaccine, by the way. This vaccine is a vaccine supposedly against human papillomavirus, only four strains. But they have third category is what's called psychotronic immunological vaccines that actually form plaque in different areas of the brain.
Now, that's the one that was in the BBC and London Times last year. They're trying to make every school-age child take a live virus that attacks brain tissue. Folks, mainstream news, Dr. Deagle, let's talk about the three groups when we get back. By the way, Merck's claiming they're withdrawing the promotion and lobbying for the vaccine. I don't believe that for a minute. But this is a victory. They're trying to give us a fake victory, so we'll go to sleep. We have to intensify the exposure of this. We'll do it with Dr. William Deagle on the other side, another great Genesis host.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 12, 2007, gold $657.90. Ounce gold coins are at $679.18, $342.15 for half, $171.08 for quarter ounce. That's $679.18, $342.15, and $171.08. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Welcome back. By the way, it's going up in 5 minutes on JonesReport.com. I asked Aaron Russo for a photo of him with Nick Rockefeller, he was friends with for years, who said they openly wanted to forcibly reduce world population. who said that there was going to be a big attack in the next year, that they'd be going into Afghanistan. We have the photo. It's gone up. You want it. You got it. There it is. Let's go back to Dr. William Deagle. Yeah, that third type of vaccine, a couple of years ago, I saw all over the British press how great it was. No more opiate addiction, no more narcotic addiction, no more nicotine addiction. You just take this vaccine. And then I read deeper, and it said it's a wonderful new development, and the whole new science of vaccines is shifting into live viruses, and the virus goes in, and it said destroys the receptors that would pick this up. Well, those are the same receptors that the drugs mimic that pick up the natural endorphins. Like, I got a rush yesterday. We were up here exposing and warning people not to take this vaccine. I like saving people. I get off on it. It's my, I'm a good guy. I get a big thrill here when I heard that their CFO at Merck is resigning. When I hear that they're canceling their lobbying, trying to force the states to force people to take it. I get excited when the British are pulling out of Iraq. I get excited. I mean, that's natural. Dr. Deagle, explain what that third type does.
That third vaccine is, what it does is the virus literally attaches to brain proteins. And there's 29 main brain proteins. I work with an immunology lab where we've done research for years with Dr. Risto Vajdani in Beverly Hills, California. And when you add heavy metals, when you add viruses, they attach to those proteins or those receptors, and then they make the body's immune system say, this is not self. So the T killer cells, the immune cells, the plasma cells migrate in there and they generate inflammatory molecules, they create plaque, and they literally destroy those structures. So they literally turn you into a cyborg. They turn you into a machine from a human being. And that's what their intent is. Their intent is to turn us into machines. Now, they need to connect the dots a little further. Why would they do this? And why would doctors not speak up? They don't speak up because they're afraid, because they're being treated as administrative citizens instead of sovereign citizens. And they're terrifying doctors through all these processes. Now, insurance carriers are reporting doctors that won't even report their patients. So they're making us all, if you want to call it, a medical spitznaz army, literally reporting our own people. These vaccines are being tested this year, I've been told, in DPS children in Britain and CPS in America in the Northeast. I don't have all the details of exactly where, but I do have sources. And the vaccines are being used, of course, on child protection kids. The most dangerous place to be if your child is under child protection in America.
Now, let's
Canada.
Be clear. This isn't Dr. Deagle. This is the London Independent, the London Times, the BBC, telling you how wonderful, this is about 2 years ago now, they said, oh, we're going to make it the law that every child has to take this so they'll never be addicted to drugs. And then scientists went, oh, yes, it's a live virus that creates plaques in the brain to block the chemical reaction that these drugs cause. Folks, you're literally talking about destroying brain tissue, targeted lobotomies. I mean, this is off the charts. This is just, I mean, I can't, this is Twilight Zone, body snatcher, outer limits, weird, in your face, and it's just calmly announced. Live viruses that eat your brain, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, this is literally out of the pit of hell. And the problem is that people don't believe it because they think it's so otherworldly, and it's not spoken of. And most people don't realize that most doctors don't have the science background that people like Dr. Russell Blaylock or myself have before we went into medicine. They don't have an inquiring mind. They don't go and read the product inserts. They don't question the authorities of the State Board of Examiners or the medical schools. They don't ask these questions. And to be honest with you, they're a quivering cowards by and large, and you need to come out of the shadows because their own children are getting sick from these vaccines. They're going to be required, when they tried 3 years ago to force all the doctors in America to take the vaccine against the smallpox, guess what? The doctors went back to the literature and everybody said, we're not doing it. But six doctors in Massachusetts ponied up and said, yeah, give me a shot. Two or three of them dropped dead from sudden heart attacks. They found if males had silent vascular disease, within the next 48 to 72 hours, they were dead.
And why? Because it created a autoimmune inflammation in the arteries, correct?
Right, and exactly, and that peroxynitrate reaction produced unstable
plaque.
Who was
the famous NBC reporter who dropped dead 5 hours? He was like 40 years old. He took the shot in Baghdad, boom, gone.
That's right. I don't remember his name, but I heard the same story.
And they said, yeah, the vaccine killed
him. And guess what we said? You know what I said to the State Health Department in Colorado? I said, you might as well come on down and get the cuffs, so, because I'm not taking it.
We'll be right back. Let's talk about how we stop these people, and let's talk about the eugenics program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Chalet, you look
Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
For the last 3 months, myself, Rob Jacobson, the Project for New American Citizen, young men from UT have been going down to the libraries, UT, City of Austin Central. When you actually in your hand have the New York Times, when you have books published by the Rockefellers from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, where they say they've got to reduce world population and where all they do in their, quote, spare time is sit on the boards of eugenics bodies to reduce population, and you find out that they went in and bought up all the major cancer research facilities in 1910, 1920, 1930, that they pioneered modern vaccines and the makers and really own most of the companies. And you find out the tens of thousands that died when they tried this vaccine or the hundreds of thousands that got sick when they did that vaccine. And you find out that's why they've got total immunity federally. That's why they're able to. This is a eugenics program. We've caught the UN sterilizing women all over the world in the mid-90s. It was in mainstream news. They were caught adding a female hormone, binding it to the tetanus pathogen that then sterilized the women. Okay? Again, I'm not saying there couldn't be some good vaccine properly made that might help. And we'll ask Dr. Deagle, as a medical doctor, what he thinks of that. The point is, if someone, I'm sure milk's good. I like milk. Cold, frosty milk. But if some particular company 20 times had put cyanide in milk and killed people, whether it was an accident or on purpose, would you ever drink from that company? No. One time they'd be out of business. This is thousands of times with these companies. I mean, Bayer knowingly, they just got convicted in court. Their own documents came out. And, of course, it was by design. They knew they were buying blood that had HIV and hepatitis. They said just to make more money, they didn't care. No, no, no. It's part of a larger program. That's how you don't have a conscience, is you believe it's good. This is totally psychopathic. And Bayer got, they were doing it in America, Canada, England, New Zealand, but they got caught in Australia, Bayer Pharmaceutical, knowing that millions of lots of this blood product, Factor VIII, were filled with HIV. Every dosage and every person that took it got AIDS. Tens of thousands died alone in Canada, tens of thousands in the U.S., thousands and thousands all over Europe. It also went to France. People went to jail, by the way, in France. Dr. Deagle, people need to get their minds around this and understand. I have the mainstream news articles where John D. Rockefeller funded Hitler, where he funded the Nazi Party from the time it was set up in the early 20s. I actually have them now. Dr. Deagle?
Yes, I can. You're 1,000% correct. I spoke March 16th, 1997, in Zurich, Switzerland, to the Human Life International, and after my two-hour talk against human fetal tissue transplantation for diabetes in China and Colorado and elsewhere around the world, and for Parkinson's disease, and cyborg research, which they tried to induct me to do at UCLA in 1978 at the VA Wadsworth Hospital, guess what? They have sat me down for another 2 hours and gave me a huge mountain of documents right from the World Health Organization and their eugenics program, including, number one, they had the actual details in 1997 of they had taken sub-Saharan African women, just as you said. They gave them a vaccine for tetanus, and they went back every month and revaccinated them and drew bloods to measure antibodies against human chorionic gonadotropin so that they couldn't carry a pregnancy. And in their documents, which they gave me, they said there were 185 million excess sub-Saharan Africans. They also gave me documents on the AIDS virus as a retrovirus, and interestingly, I was asked to go back and take a year off in medical school in 1974, go to Uganda under the CIA when I was in medical school. They tried to recruit me right out of my medical school to take a year off and do a virology PhD working on retroviruses for the CIA, which turned out later to be the AIDS virus. And in the early 80s, when I saw my hemophiliac patients dying of this syndrome, I was wondering what the heck was going on. I was one of the first whistleblowers that saw this situation and notified the U.S. and Canadian governments and the Red Cross of both the tainted blood, and I knew where the blood source was coming because I tracked it down and found out that these maniacs were collecting blood from people who were known IV drug addicts. All of these things are done on purpose. The doctors don't check anything out, and if they do, they're terrified to speak. I'm not. I have only a forward gear.
Well, the Hemophilia Society got robbed, and the doctor that was working at the prison there in Arkansas where they were getting a bunch of the blood got firebombed.
Right. And what they do now is they also gave me plans for building the avian flu into a world pandemic. They gave me 6 inches of documents that they were going to take gene fragments with bioengines, build a virus from the 1918 pandemic virus, re-engineer the H5N1, which was first.
Yeah, time. Why did the Army in the early 90s go dig up dead frozen whalers in the permafrost near the North Pole?
Yeah, well, they did.
The Army loves us.
Yeah, right. What they've done now is after 9/11, they went from BSL-3, which is biosafety level 2, to biosafety level 4 plus at university labs all across the United States.
Three dozen labs part of BioShield. Tell folks about that.
Well, BioShield, what they've done now is they've done two things. They've taken labs that had low levels of security, were dealing with relatively, you know, garden variety dangerous viruses and bacteria in their laboratories that are affiliated with universities. And then what they did was, oh, properly improving their facilities for, like, negative pressure facilities that have lockdown.
That's right. University of Texas at Galveston is doing level 4 in a level 2 facility.
Right. Now, here's here's what a level 2 facility is. The guy that trained me, I trained in bacteriology back in the early 70s. The guy that trained me was a senior bacteriologist working with the U.S. military on the T-virus project. And one day he was sick in 10 years, and all of his buddies died in the facility because it went through BSL-4 lockdown, which means the facility automatically locks down when there's a breach of containment. The virus escaped, and everybody, all his friends, were incinerated and foamed at 2,000 degrees. That's what happens. They don't have this now. They have let these viruses, not only that, a year ago, the Russian biolabs actually delivered all of their deadly viruses they've made over the last 70 years to the Bethesda, Maryland, and they're being distributed to universities right across
exactly.
America.
Exactly. Remember 2 years ago, and these stories are every day, but it just got big 2 years ago, when the super flu got mailed to thousands of facilities, just regular FedEx?
Yeah, it was a test kit. It was like, these people are nuts. Now, they've been testing on macaque monkeys in Winnipeg, Manitoba, at the National Bacteriology Virology Lab. They know, and the thing, here's a real story that you need to know. I had on my show, both in Genesis when I was over at RBN for a while, I had Henry L. Nyman on my program roughly every 2 to 4 weeks for almost 2 years. And last summer, I had finally put the data together because I've been checking the actual genetic sequences and found all the lethal gene sequences of the 1918 flu showed up in the H5N1. Not only did they show up, it appeared when you look at the mapping, the map coincides with the flight path of British Airways jets over Asia and China from Qinghai Game Reserve in Xinjiang to other areas of China where the first outbreaks occurred. And if you look at the genetic genotype maps of where it spread geologically...
Well, scientists have also gone public saying it looks like it's been engineered.
Right, well, it has been. And I had the proof. Now, here's what happened. When I finally presented all the documents, including the fact that I received the actual documents from scientists and doctors who smuggled it out of the Basel, Switzerland, WHO, March 16, 1997, they gave me the actual documents. Dr. Nyman freaked out. He won't come back on my show because he knows that I know this thing can recombine, and it can. They made it into what's called a killer bees virus. This virus has a thing called a recombinant area in what's called the cleavage site of the H gene. There's 8 genes. This cleavage site has 6 polybasic amino acids, which means it can enter any tissue of any mammal, that's any mammal, from rats to humans to whatever, and can grow in brain tissue, liver, anywhere, not just the respiratory tract. This was not present in 1971 at the University of Edinburgh. It has the same lethal genes, just like winning the lottery with the same numbers on a different continent and a different virus 80-some years later. And when I presented all the data, he was completely in shock. He realized that I knew that what was going on here is that we have a completely weaponized plague virus on the loose that may spontaneously turn into a global plague. But I was told in the actual documents by these doctors, and they were terrified when they gave me this data back in 1997, that their estimates that when this plague is released, and you called it at once, I guess a year ago, the Zykronian 12 plague, it'll kill at least 2 billion. That's their plan.
Well, the Russians have been saying 1 to 3 billion, but here's the thing. Now, the question is, has it mutated to go to humans because there hasn't been that many deaths? Or will
it spontaneously? There's 2 amino acids in position 226 and 228 on the gene sequence of the H gene, and all they need is those amino acid substitution changes, which can occur by recombination with, say, H9N2 in the Middle East, like in Iraq or Yemen. Or the H3N2. In other words, there's those 5 basic amino acids that lock and key to the cell receptor binding domain in human cells that's going to make this leap. And we don't know when. I don't know whether it's 6 months or 2 years, but I can tell you it's getting really damn close. And the problem is it could happen spontaneously, but it's an excellent cover for a virus that you know they bioengineered, they know that they released it, they know that eventually it was going to mutate, or not mutate,
well, here's the
recombine.
Question. The government isn't stupid. Why are they mailing out tens of thousands of super weaponized flu to be mailed to, you know, level 1 and 2 universities, to be in FedEx and UPS trucks everywhere? That came out a few years ago. Is that just a cover so when it does break out,
yes,
they can say, oh, well, that was just an accident?
Yes. In fact, their plans, and I had this right from the inside from lots of different sources, Dr. Isley, the World Constituent Parliament Association in Colorado, the Snowmass, Colorado, all the World Watch Institute. I get the documents from the inside. and from the people inside secure classified facilities in the U.S. government and above government organizations. They plan on reducing the world population 90 to 95%, and they're getting ready to do it soon. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I'm not an extremist. I'm a positive person. But I can't, in all honesty, just sit aside practicing medicine and trying to be a good boy and not disturb the...
Well, regardless, we have the 1973 declassified CIA memorandum to the IMF and World Bank ordering the five most populous third world nations to forcibly sterilize half their women or not receive any funds as part of the regimen agreement. And so it's all in there. And
right.
We know that Australia in the late 50s put a biosterilization weapon in wheat and corn shipments to Asia. And
right.
We know that this, I mean, this is diabolical. What do you think's really behind this Merck vaccine?
Well, the Merck vaccine, here's a couple of things that, and I've talked about this with Dr. Blalock numerous times and checked all the science out. These vaccines are to, number one, destroy the health of the population. They're to destroy...
So they're soft kill weakeners.
Right. Basically, this is a form of molecular genocide. They will... Now, this is the most important missing fact that no one's reported on, but if you take a virus and you put it into a weakened host with free radicals from... for example, now they're trying to pass this Codex Alimentarius that will irradiate our food, spray it with sulfuryl fluoride, reintroduce...
Oh, by the way, spray it with live flesh-eating... viruses, bacteria-eating viruses.
So, yeah, phage-eating viruses. In other words, these are viruses that eat bacteria, but they can be what's called vectors to kill...
And they admitted that in the tanks where they inexpensively mass-breed these, already being spread on most of your things like bologna and sausages and things that they consider to be high problems with bacteria, it admitted that the problem is, and this is just the first problem, that the bacteria that they breed the viruses on secrete, they defecate, and it's highly toxic. That's what makes you sick, folks, when you get food poisoning. It isn't the bacteria. It's their excretions are highly toxic, these plaques, and that's being spread on your food. So dead bacteria, bacteria poop, and live viruses.
And 7 of 9 banned pesticides. Some of them are so lethal that if you give it to children under 5, 95% are dead within 48 hours. They're going to force nations to put hormones in all animal products, irradiated with 100,000 times lethal dosages, spray with sulfuryl fluoride that'll calcify your basal ganglia of your brain and fry your pineal gland and your ability for your higher centers to work. This is unbelievable. This is worse. This makes the Nazi death camps look like a party.
Well, I'm a very observant person, and I go all over the country. Everyone I know, people that run 5 miles a day, people that swim a mile every morning, people that have never been sick. Everyone for months is coughing and hacking, not just in Austin. They say it's allergies all over the country. Everybody's constantly sick. People I know who've never been sick are sick all the time. What is going on?
Well, there's a couple things. The first thing is that there is worldwide spread of depleted uranium. And since the Gulf War, every person in the world is breathing the equivalent of 4 to 8 times the maximum uranium nanoparticle dust that is allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency for uranium.
And the detectors have picked it up from 4 to 8 times is what I saw in the U.S., in England. And then companies like Halliburton then go buy the detecting labs and shut down the data. They use the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A-bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan alone.
Right, and if they do an attack on Iran, it'll be many multiples of that. The radiation cloud hung over the United continental North America for 5 weeks in July and early August, right out in 2003 after the war against this. So it circulated the planet, then hung right over North America.
Same thing with the attack on Belgrade.
Right. And the problem is that people don't understand. We have not only have that, we have these third world countries with no environmental standards. 90% of the trash in the world is burned.
Then we have tens of thousands of private bioengineering labs randomly splicing DNA for new drug developments and plant developments in cross-species chimera development, which creates new amino acids. And now conclusive proof came out in the London Independent that the generally eaten genetically modified potatoes are completely toxic and creating massive spikes in cancers, and over half the rats that eat these potatoes within 3 months develop fatal cancers.
Right, and what's happening is when they insert genes, they have now foods that in your grocery store have genes from as many as 6 different genera, phyla, and species, which generate new amino acids, new toxic byproducts from these new weird metabolic processes that never before
amino acids that have never existed.
never existed in history, on any life form on the planet. And on top of that, these are going to cause an explosion. What I see, if this is introduced, and this is according to Dr. Rima LeBeau and Major General Stubblebine and their panel of expert doctors around the world, that it has been estimated 1 billion, with a B, will die in 5 years from the implementation this year. And the bilateral treaties have been signed with almost every nation, including our last signature just in the fall with the United States and Russia, bilateral treaties to accept.
And AIDS has already killed how many million in Africa?
Oh, gosh, it's many millions. I mean, we have an entire generation of people that are gone.
I know in Nigeria it's killed 20 million alone. So
yeah, it's obscene. And they're well on their way to wiping out the 185 million, quote, excess sub-Saharan Africans.
Some areas of Africa have upwards of 40% HIV infection.
Right, and of course, this vaccine was made specifically bioengineered to be not race-specific, but intended to be much more lethal in the black races. We've seen it.
They've done studies here where blacks that are as sexually promiscuous as whites are upwards of 10 times more likely to get AIDS.
Yes, and they have bioengineered species-specific weapons as long ago as the early 1970s.
And Dick Cheney said in the PNAC September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses documents that they need to use the press to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Yeah, exactly. And it combines with the, quote, non-lethal weapons, the radiation, the ELF, everything. Our world is falling apart. And we need to stop it with the truth.
Man, you read the Bible, it talks about two-thirds being dead. I hope that's not what's going to happen. Final segment with Dr. Deagle on the other side as we continue to investigate.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By exposing what the New World Order is doing, we may be able to back them off from launching this, and that's why we're here discussing it today. I mean, it's hard for me to believe they openly announce viruses that attack your brain for your own good, but it's real. By the way, huge breaking development going up on JonesReport.com right now, along with that Aaron Russo with Nick Rockefeller photo. Affidavit, McVeigh had high-level help, Salt Lake City Tribune, Pamela Mason. According to Oklahoma City bombing conspirator, ranking officials were involved in the attack. Salt Lake City article has now gotten the information that the city bombing conspirator, Terry Nichols, is a high-ranking FBI official, apparently was directly directing Timothy McVeigh in the plot to blow up the government building and might have changed the original target of the attack, according to a new affidavit filed in a U.S. court in Utah. Just more evidence coming out there of government-sponsored terror. We'll do a big report on this tomorrow. I get guest on with this tomorrow, and it'll all be up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, but Aaron is in there posting it right now on JonesReport.com. I hope that everybody will visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and get my film Terror Storm, get America Freedom to Fascism, get these new little FM transmitters that plug into your audio jack and broadcast the truth to your neighbors. Take action. Support us. We're going to win this fight with God's help. Dr. Deagle, in closing, it's encouraging to see the people now have no trust for the government and they're across the board refusing these vaccines. I talk to doctors who say in their delivery rooms upwards of 40-50% of the parents are refusing vaccines now. The people don't trust the government anymore. I think they've really gone too far. What do you say to that?
Absolutely, and I think also the medical profession, what I'm doing is I'm working with constitutional law experts that are actually working together to destroy this sham of administrative law that's trying to neutralize health professionals, dentists. I have cases we're working on right now, real cases of, for example, one dentist in Florida that lost two babies and she herself is sick and the state of Florida is harassing her. All these things are going to happen, but what we're going to say is we're going to bring back constitutional rights. We're going to have professionals come out of the closet. We're going to give them a backbone so they can stand up to the regulatory bodies that are not using proper rules of evidence when they try to discipline them so that they can make them behave as good little Dr. Mengele's, and that they need to get a life. And I will not live in a country or a world where I'm literally become a minion for the globalists that want to kill my family, myself.
Well, now they're announcing that doctors and nurses all have to be total tattletales, watching everyone, threatening you, finding out your political beliefs. They're opening our mail. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, well, in fact, here's what they're doing, and they started in Ohio. They're going to have the doctors report to the insurance carriers if patients are not taking the vaccines, not taking the cholesterol-lowering agents, which, by the way, cause heart failure.
Remember the case of the guy who said he doesn't drink and drive, but he drinks a six-pack every night, and the doctor called DMV, and they withdrew his license, no judge, no jury?
Yeah, well, listen, what they're doing is they're turning the doctors into doc cops. It's the same thing with pain medicine. There are now 50 million Americans that suffer in pain. Many millions commit suicide over a period of years because they can't get access. But guess what? They have a war on drugs. And pain doctors are going to jail and prison all the time just for doing their job.
And meanwhile, the government's shipping in narcotics.
Right. In fact, I took care of the pilots flying the C-130s out of Peterson Air Force Base in Buckley, the largest reserve Air Force base, and they're shipping it in by the pallet loads. The Department of Justice, the DEA, they are criminals.
Fire out your website, Dr. Deagle.
Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and clay and iron, just like the book of Daniel, C-L-A-Y-A-N-D-I-R-O-N.com, or they can call 888-212-8871. Thanks a lot, Alex, and thank you, everyone. Get informed, get active, take an issue, and get moving on
now. You better jump. Your show's coming up here in just a few minutes on Genesis. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Deagle. I have to have you on at least once a month. Really appreciate him joining us. Don't forget, Genesis Communications has a new website. It's GCNradio.net. GCNradio.net. It's GCNradio.net. Beautiful new website they've launched. Be sure and check that out at GCNradio.net. And don't forget our sites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.